This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks for being with us today. My guest is the author of a number of books. The one that I've had the opportunity to read, and it's really excellent, is Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America. That's all you really need to find the book online. And Four Who Tried to Save Her. The author is Brian McClanahan, and his name is Brion McClanahan. And I'll give you his web address in a bit. It's just .com, his name .com, where you can get all kinds of information about him and his continuing work, basically on the founding of America, the founding generation, the founding fathers, what the Constitution was all about. Kind of an anachronism, sir, to take the Constitution seriously in our age, eh?
Absolutely. when you say you're going to write a book where the basis of the book is how the president upheld their oath of office, it's amazing when people attack me for that. But they do it all the time.
not just a blank stare, but an attack.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an attack. And you wonder what people are thinking. You know, this is what the president stands up. We just saw it. Donald Trump stood up and took an oath of office where he pledged to defend the Constitution of the United States. And you wonder why that has become a right-wing thing. And this is what people will say. This is just a right-winger that wants the president to uphold his oath of office. Oh, my God.
So that thingy. Yeah, exactly. So that thingy that they recite when they're being sworn in with their hand, mostly on a Bible. I guess Congressman Ellison was an exception, having his hand on a Koran. Nevertheless, that just seems to be a formality. And what kind of prig and prude are you to get us stuck in the 18th century, eh?
Right, and that's the real problem we have with American education today. I think that young people have been so conditioned to believe that the founding generation, the people that wrote the Constitution, I actually call them the greatest generation, no slight to Tom Brokaw, or to that World War II generation. But when you look at what that generation did, they not only wrote the U.S. Constitution, but also the Articles of Confederation. They wrote state constitutions, one of which is still in effect today in Massachusetts. They won a war of independence against the British, and they really, formed out what would become the Federal Republic of the United States. So, when you look back and just disparage these people as, well, they're out of touch, they don't know what we would go through, I think they had a very nice understanding of human nature and what government should do based on their experience and what they saw from history. So it's unfortunate that what we've gotten to is that people think, the founding generation won't need to listen to those guys. They're just out of date. Let's pay attention to the progressives of the 20th century because they had it right all the time. As we know, that's not true, but I think that's where we've gotten to in our modern educational system.
It would help, but of course you just put your finger on it, our modern educational system. It would help if we had in mind the ability to compare a almost contemporaneous revolution in France with that of the American colonists. One ended up in a government that they were attempting to control, and the other in France ended up as a mass murderer. It just seems to me that you can't ignore those differences, and yet all too often I think if we pushed our progressive fellow countrymen to the wall, they would say, in Paris, what was wrong form society? Because that's what they were trying to. Oh, but as Lenin famously said, you can't. So I imagine you had to deal with those kinds of impulses. And the pity is that we don't have that many people having made themselves familiar with the research that you've done in this book, Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America, and other writings that you've had, also your blog. I guess people can find that at Brian, B-R-I-O-N, McClanahan.com. There's just an awful lot that we ought to know, because what they gave us in those first couple, three decades of the existence of the United States of America was something that produced a society that was prosperous beyond anything in human history and freer. No coincidence that they were linked than any society had been in human history. And we've increasingly been willing to throw that away, and all too often even the good guys are just painfully ignorant of the importance of limiting the power of particularly the central general government. So I appreciate what you've done.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with the French Revolution and how that opened a Pandora's box that has just had a cataclysmic impact on the future of the world. And I think you can trace so much of the evils that we have today back to that event. But I appreciate your kind words. You know, the founding generation did have a lot to say about all of these things. And if we paid more attention to what they did and what they said, I think we'd be a lot better off today. And unfortunately, that's just not the case. We tend to look for modern heroes, or even, I think it's unfortunate, people look at the success Bernie Sanders just had. People forget, and I think particularly young people forget, about the atrocities of socialism and communism and what those things have done to the world. And there are so much better examples out there than that. And but we're just not being taught that in school. And as you said, even the people on our side tend to forget about these things too, and they tend to go along with the left when they shouldn't. There should really be a concerted effort to push back all of these things that have happened in the last 100 years or so in America.
You mentioned Bernie Sanders. I don't think it's unfair to call him a child of the French Revolution. And if that seems harsh, because I've just described it as a mass murder, an experiment in mass murder, Bernie Sanders honeymooned when there was still a Soviet Union, when there were gulags, when there was not even a pretense of the rule of law, there were mass executions. That's where he thought it was cool and groovy to honeymoon.
Right.
That's pretty scary, actually, when you think about it. And he's such an avuncular, kind of like my granddad, low-key. He's a mass murderer if he could get away with it.
Well,
forget what we're about here in America, we could end up electing a madman like that.
Well, sure. And I think, the point of the book, The Nine Presidents, is to show that, where we got to now, and if you look at the Obama administration, thankfully we're done with that, but... And you look at the success of someone like Bernie Sanders opposing Clinton, and if the election wasn't rigged for Clinton, he might have had a shot to get the nomination. So when you look at where we've come to, and my point was to show this didn't happen overnight. We've been sliding down this slope for a long time, and much of what we're talking about here we already have in America. And of course, your program and others pointing out constantly that we have to be able to defend our civil liberties and. We're at a real crisis point, I think, and looking forward to the future and what we could be facing if we don't stand up and say, enough is enough, particularly to the general government, because throughout time, the general government has been the one that has been the greatest villain or, thief of our civil liberties. And I know people say, well, wait a second here. What about the states that did all these things? Well, the states have long been innovators. The states have always tried to be on the cutting edge of things. And I think that it's unfortunate. We really lost that federalist model, which is one of the main things that I talk about in the book, the relationship between the states and the general government, and, of course, how that factors into the power of the executive branch. So these are things we really need to think about moving forward in the 21st century.
I think one of the high water marks of what you just described or pointed to was the whole battle over nullification and the refusal of states to go along with certain federal mandates on the correct grounds that what the federal general government was trying to do was not provided for in the powers delegated by the Constitution. So maybe we can just pick that up when we get back and take a look at that whole nullification battle, because it's a, kind of a helpful guide for where we are today. We need more of that nullification, baby.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, we are talking today with Brian McClanahan, B-R-I-O-N, and then McClanahan.com. If you want to find him on the web, he's written fairly extensively on these issues of what America is supposed to be all about. We ended the last segment getting into the nullification battle, which I would like to see reenacted on the issues of our day. There's been an effort in the state of Kansas, for example, with a state law that says that unconstitutional federal gun laws cannot be enforced, and it will be a criminal act by a federal agent to try to do so. When push came to shove over a couple of guys involved in the manufacture and sale and purchase of a suppressor, after passing over a number of possible defendants, including a police lieutenant who had bought one of these made-in-Kansas-only suppressors in an effort to avoid the implications of the Interstate Commerce Clause, a buyer was nailed. And these two guys may already be in jail by the time you hear this interview, even though Kansas had a law protecting them. The officials in Kansas, in this case, just lost their nerve and weren't willing to tell the federal marshals, we appreciate what you fellas do. We know you have a tough job. But Mr. Cox and Mr. McKinney are not to be arrested, and we will do that to you if you try to do that to them. Please, let's just stand down and go our own ways. That could have likely been the outcome had the officials in Kansas been willing to do it. And they were happy to pass the law, but when it came time to actually implement it, the resolve kind of melted. And, Brian, I think that if people read your book, Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America, they can see very clearly how this has been happening for a long period of time. And how there's just kind of a default assumption, probably in all of our thinking, that, well, if Washington said so, that's the law, isn't it?
Right. I think this is a real serious problem. You bring up a couple of good points that I think need to be made. One, I actually feel more secure under my state constitution and my state bill of rights and protection of firearms than I do under the U.S. Constitution. And I think that a lot of times we forget that our state constitutions often have very strong language in terms of civil liberties, not just the right to own firearms, but when it comes to free speech and press and all these things, religion. Our state constitutions are strong defenders of those things. So we need to look at those as our first line of defense against a government. And, of course, the Second Amendment is supposed to protect us from the general government, which obviously didn't happen in the case you illustrated. But it actually goes back, when you look at nullification, this whole topic goes all the way back to the colonial period. In fact, when the British were passing what the colonists considered to be unconstitutional laws, various colonies passed legislation to the effect that just what you said Kansas did. In fact, Rhode Island had a law in the books that if the British officials or any state, any colonial official, anyone who tried to enforce that law, they would be arrested. And, of course, they would protect the judges who would get these people out of jail, essentially, if they issued a ruling that defended the colony against the Act of Parliament. So nullification is as old as America itself. And as you said, when you look at the advance of executive power and the power of the general government, this is something that didn't happen overnight. It started, I actually say, in the first administration with George Washington. When you look at two particular things, you look at his neutrality proclamation and, of course, his handling of the Whiskey Rebellion, both of which he had Hamilton in his ear whispering the whole time, so that caused problems. But all of this goes back to that first administration. And moving forward, you find through time that presidents have just taken this power. The general government has taken the power, and no one's ever said, you know, you need to stop. There have been a few sporadic instances here and there when people tried to stop it, but we've just come to accept an elected king. Whatever the general government says, you're right. That's the law. We're just going to agree with it, and it doesn't have to be that way, and it shouldn't be that way according to the original Constitution.
Let's go back to the Whiskey Rebellion that you mentioned, because I think that very clearly set forth some of the issues involved. And one of my favorite presidents, I think, and I've thought for quite some time, was on the wrong side of that. If an involvement of the militia of the United States had been proper, it would have been something at the request of the government, the governor, presumably, of the state of Pennsylvania. There was no such request. the Whiskey Rebellion was an issue really between some fellas making whiskey, I guess, in western Pennsylvania and the United States government, which had arguably passed a law that was improper. The states at that time, evidently, because they weren't interested in nullifying, they were interested in the policy of collecting those taxes for the new government. And it's just very disappointing that somebody, really as honorable a man as George Washington was, would do something that was just so constitutionally wrong. So why don't you dig into that a little bit, just so people can appreciate that this, if this is a problem in the first administration by the living founders of our, expect there to be a problem in our time.
Right. Well, I mean, you're exactly right about George Washington. People don't, I greatly admire George Washington. So writing a chapter that's critical of Washington was not an easy thing to do. And people don't realize that. When you go out and you try to write something, you try to be honest. And looking back at this honestly, you have to criticize Washington for his actions here. So you had this tax that Hamilton, of course, Alexander Hamilton was behind. And the implementation of the tax became the problem. And you had not just in western Pennsylvania, but you had all up and down the states at the time in the western regions of those states, people who were manufacturing whiskey, and they didn't want to pay the excise tax. And in fact, the tax had been put almost made to a point where no one was going to collect it anyways. But still, you had these people who were against it, and they actually were going through a variety of different ways to resist the tax. Some of them were peaceful, having conventions and talking about what we need to do about this tax and maybe even discussing nullification. But others were violent. And so this information got back to Philadelphia, where you know, of course, Washington and Hamilton were at the time. And Hamilton wanted action. And, of course, there were people in the cabinet who said, we shouldn't do this. In fact, not only that, but the Supreme Court Chief Justice at the time, John Jay, said, you can't march into the western part of the state and go put down this, quote-unquote, rebellion. The governor has not asked for it. Thomas Mifflin, who should have known about the Constitution because he was in Philadelphia. And so I think that, you know, Mifflin was also part of the ratification of the document in Pennsylvania. He was for it. So they're saying this is not necessary, but Washington does it anyways. And that sets a very dangerous precedent because now the federal government, as you said, is going to essentially nationalize the militia, and they're going to march into western Pennsylvania and put down a non-existent rebellion. When they got there was nobody there to arrest, and Hamilton had interrogated a bunch of people, and they ultimately did arrest some people, and one person died in jail, but for the most part, these people were pardoned or acquitted. And so, but the point was made, if you resist the general government, we're going to march the army in and we're going to put you down. And I think that's, people carry that forward, and this set the stage for what Andrew Jackson did in the 1830s, and of course what Lincoln did in the 1860s. And then moving forward, we just see,
well, you know, let's come back to this whole nullification, federal resistance to it pertains to our discussion. We'll be back with Brian McClanahan.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Brian McClanahan. Brian's book that we're talking about is Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America, for tried to save her. What you find when you read the book is that the tug of war between government limited by law, in our case the Constitution, and doing things that are really important, really necessary, really urgent, emergency, is an ongoing battle. And my effort at being an actor was only to illustrate the way we are treated to these debates. One side has the moral high ground, and this has to be done, and you're against progress, and you're for this, and you're for that, and you don't really mean you want to be identified with that, do you? And the other side is saying, you know, in the long run, we could be really sorry about busting up the rules. Not that it was a constitutional rule by any means, but the Senate for a long time had a rule about filibuster being able to operate, be invoked for really an endless period of time. And then when the Democrats had control of the process, they decided that they were going to make an exception. They went ahead and said, well, for these lower court appointments, we could do it without a filibuster, with just a 51% majority, not the 60%. Well, to almost everybody's surprise, the Republicans now control the entire federal government in Washington, and none other than Charles Schumer, one of the leading hypocrites in the United States Senate, actually admitted, maybe we shouldn't have done away with the filibuster for lower court appointments, because he can see that that may be coming now in the nomination and confirmation of the new president, new Republican president's first Supreme Court appointee. And that could even lead to others similarly getting onto the Supreme Court. The liberals have some quite aged members of the court on their side. And now that he realizes that it's not so prudent, he is willing to admit that maybe the rule wasn't that bad. Well, that's just a microcosm of the willy-nilly destruction of the restraints on government by the central government. We already discussed the Whiskey Rebellion, so-called. As Brian pointed out, when they went in to suppress the rebellion, they had a dickens of a time finding anybody that was rebelling, and they could hardly find anybody to arrest. My guess is the guy probably had a big mouth. I don't know the circumstances. But that's where we are. We are involved in a battle that's not new, and it behooves us to look at the way the debate has gone back and forth over the years of our republic. And just to repeat, I think we all will be well served to read Brian McClanahan's book, Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America. So here we are with let's just bring it up to a more contemporary discussion of government agencies, agencies of the general government, the federal government, as we call it. I have two candidates that if I had it in my power to just do away with one agency, I would be hard pressed to which one I would like to see dissolve immediately, the Environmental Protection Agency, or obviously I'm the gun guy, I'd like to see the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives history as well. But that doesn't seem to have really been when these agencies were. As I recall, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, typically referred to as the ATF, was first brought into existence by breath, by an executive order under the Nixon administration by a guy who later became the governor of Texas. And the EPA was given to us, quote-unquote, given to us by Richard Nixon. Neither one of these folks seem to pay a never mind to, is this constitutional? Just, is this good policy? Actually, it turns out it's lousy policy, too. And we would have been spared all the lousy policy, Brian McClanahan, it seems to me, if we hadn't just gone ahead and done these things as if we were operating in a vacuum with no history to inform us as to whether these are good ideas to pursue or not.
Well, I think, you know, you bring up Nixon, and he's one of the nine presidents I have in the book. And, of course, Nixon is often portrayed as a guy who is this, you look at the left's portrayal of Nixon, he's this arch conservative. But when you look at what Nixon did in office, this guy was doing all kinds of things the left should have loved. In fact, Halderman said, "We're not understanding why the left doesn't like us. We're actually doing everything they want, but they keep attacking us anyways." And so yeah, Nixon, you talked about the EPA, you talked about the ATF, and a whole variety of other things, OSHA. There are so many regulations that were put into effect by Nixon. And Nixon was a disaster. When you look at executive power, there's a reason, you know, the left was going after him for his abuse of, what he called executive privilege. And the Watergate scandal, but there were so many other things you could have impeached Nixon for. And in fact, the reason I wrote this book is because years ago when I wrote my Founding Fathers' Guide to the Constitution, I was on several radio interviews and I would say over and over again, you know, virtually every president in the last 100 years should have been impeached. And people would be shocked by it. What do you mean they should have been impeached? Well, they all violated the Constitution over and over again. You look at the ATF and what they can do and what we have all these criminal code, federal criminal code.
Yep.
There are very. There's only three things that the constitutionally the general government can place criminal restrictions on, and it's piracies and felonies on the high seas and things of that nature. There's nothing that they do now. So all this federal criminal code is really unconstitutional, but
yes.
They do it anyways. And most of the time, it's redundant because the states already have this stuff on the books. So why would the federal government get involved? Well, because they can't, and because nobody stops them.
And I think that's often
French.
Yeah, and it often results in double jeopardy if you're not convicted at the state level, which is frequently what may happen. Then you have fewer protections constitutionally in place in the federal court system, and they'll come after you and quite likely get a conviction there after, of course, you've been financially exhausted during your state fight. So it gets pretty nasty, and that whole prohibition on double jeopardy Well, we were just kidding about that. That's only if the same court in the same state goes after you. But obviously, it's different if it's the federal government and a state. The Alice in Wonderland, words can mean anything I want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at that whole issue. Words can mean anything. You look at how they've left use the Constitution. You have the necessary and proper clause, and this is abused over and over again. It's the you can do anything you want to do clause. Or you have in the executive branch, the things that they do, executive orders, signing statements, executive agreements with foreign powers. It's bypassing everything in the Constitution. And so we have a situation in America where we really have a lawless general government. And everyone thinks just because the Congress does it, it's legal. No one even talks about constitutionality anymore. I think that's the real issue. We've lost our anchor. We're a ship at sail with no compass. We're doomed in so many ways.
Talking with Brian McClanahan about his really important book, 9 Presidents Who Screwed Up America. You can get information on it, I'm sure, anywhere online, but his website is Brian, B-R-I-O-N, McClanahan.com. We're going to be back. We've got one more second.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks for tuning in today. We're listening to Brian McClanahan. Brion McClanahan.com if you want to check out more online. And we're talking about some issues that actually impinge rather directly on the Second Amendment and the exercise of the right to keep and bear arms. We've been talking about other related issues, and I was hoping by having this wide-ranging discussion we could put the gun issue in this context of the threat of a growing government that's unaccountable to the being held accountable to the Constitution. The idea that we would point out to some lawmaker or some executive officer that what he's doing, what he has done, is unconstitutional might bring a giggle, might bring a out with the handcuffs and take you away for resisting arrest or who knows what. The feds are increasingly an overlord, and if we're going to bring them under control, we have to understand what that control is and what it would look like. It's been so long since it's been exercised that it's a little hard for us to do that, and hence the book Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America is so extremely important. But let's now bring it down to a couple of gun issues. We have the enactment in our lifetime, very recent in history, really, of the almost universal background check when you buy a gun from a dealer, and a ban on certain firearms, which arguably were the very firearms that the militia should have the common use of, if the militia is to be anything at all other than just a word on a piece of paper over in the National Archives. So, Brian, in the time that we have left, let's just focus a little bit on what in the world is wrong with the thinking that would lead to Republicans and Democrats alike approving of a background check for somebody buying a gun. And what's unconstitutional about that? That's probably the currently the most accepted, in violation of the Constitution that we've been suffering.
Well, sure. I mean, I've made the statement before that virtually, I would say not virtually all federal legislation prohibiting the sale or manufacturing of firearms is unconstitutional. It says that the U.S. government can arm the militia, but it also says they cannot disarm the militia according to the Second Amendment. And that was put there for that purpose, because there was a fear that because in Article 1, Section 8, it says the Congress can arm the militia, that they could also disarm the militia. And so every bit of federal firearms regulation is unconstitutional. Now, the states can do this, and I've made the point. People get very upset when I say that. Well, yeah, but the states would go out. Well, as I said earlier in the program, my right to keep and bear arms is better protected in my state than it is by the general government. Just look at in my Alabama Constitution, the prohibition on the state doing anything to infringe on my ability to hold a firearm. It's much stronger. So I think that this is where we get hung up in this, where we say, okay, well, you know, this has to be done because we've had this crisis or this crisis or this crisis. But in reality, it doesn't need to be done. The states could do these things. The states could legally pass these things if they wanted to. But if they don't want to, then if they don't want to, they don't. And I think that's important to note.
And the founders had this very much in mind, that if one state goes off in a direction that a bunch of us don't like, first of all, we can try to change that within that state through the levers of power that are available to the general public, or we can move. We can move to, for instance, people are doing that just as we speak. They are leaving California in droves, in part because of its gun laws, in part because of its tax and regulatory overreach. And I think the best illustration is several years ago, the Toyota corporate headquarters in America, like a couple of thousand people employed at this office, moved from San Diego to Houston, Texas. Now, as somebody quipped, they obviously didn't move to Houston, which is like a jungle climate about 9 months of the year, because of the climate. Because San Diego is almost perfect 12 months of the year. Obviously, they were seeking something else. And that was the differences among the states enabled the Toyota management to realize, we're going to have so many fewer headaches if we buy an air conditioner and move to Houston.
That's right. And you can vote with your feet. I can't leave. I mean, you could leave the United States. You could renounce your citizenship and go somewhere else. Where are you going to go? But the thing is, I can, if I don't like the state in which I live, I can vote with my feet and I can leave. And so this allowed for a greater diversity. I think allowed that what we face today, and it's another point I wanted to drive home, is that the problems that we face, we say, are national problems, whether it's education or firearms. I mean, take your pick. These really aren't national issues. They're local issues. And all politics really is local. And I have more control over my local government and my state government than I do in the central authority. And if you get a president that has unlimited power, which essentially the president has today, you're in a situation where just about everything becomes a national issue. And this is why we have so much anger in the United States. You have one half of the population ruling the other half, and it could be either way. And so that one half of the population is getting abused, and there's real problems with that. So if we had a much more decentralized system, we could have a state that's very pro-firearm, and people that want that would live there. Or you could have a state like California. It's a socialist utopia. You can go there and be bankrupt and everything you want all day long, if that's what you want. But I think that what we see with this out-of-control executive branch is that we can't do that. If the president is going to essentially rule by executive order with ATF, as we already talked about, we're running into a situation where our civil liberties are going to be constantly abused. And that really is problematic for the future of the United States and the people of the United States.
It's kind of ironic that the left, that was a great point, I like that, that since everything has become nationalized improperly, you win an election and everybody is going on the other side is going to be unhappy. And so that doesn't mean that they're going to be equally demonstrative. I would say I didn't have any thought of rioting in the street when Obama was elected, although I was certainly not happy that we had elected a socialist, and it took us 8 years to figure out just how miserable we can be with a socialist, and I think the Obama third term was a failure electorally, and that's as much as anything why Donald Trump, a relatively untried phenomenon, was elected, because his name was not Hillary Clinton. That certainly made it easy enough for me to vote for him, and I think a lot of other people. We wouldn't necessarily face these cataclysmic choices if, as you're saying, the general government were not able to be dictating really rather minute things. A puddle on my pasture is a wetland that the EPA can regulate? Oh, please. And my carrying of a Derringer for my self-protection is something that the ATF can involve itself in? Really?
Yeah. It's really embarrassing what we've gotten to, and I use a phrase oftentimes, you know, think locally, act locally. We have this phrase, you know, think globally, act locally. No, it's really think locally, act locally. If you want to change your life, think about your local and state government first, because they're the ones that can cause a lot of problems for you initially. And, of course, we got to worry about the federal government because it's out of control. But we can do a lot in our own backyard to try to solve some of these problems. And if more people started doing that, and if the lefties out there are upset, like you said, I'm not going to go out and riot, or I didn't riot when Obama was elected, but the left does things differently. But still, people are upset, and if they don't like it, if we had a real federal system, they could just have their socialist utopia in Massachusetts or California, or take your pick, whatever state it is, and they would be left alone by this. So we would have a president that handles foreign policy and ensures that the Constitution is defended, and we have a Congress with limited powers, and people would be not even worried about this. Okay, we got a new president, great, how's he going to handle foreign relations? And that's about it. So that's all we'd worry about. But this is not what we have, and I think that's the real problem with the American situation today.
Well, I'm so glad that you gave us your book, Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America. I think that's all you need in any search browser. The subtitle is a good one, Four Who Tried to Save Her. We didn't even get to them. I think it bears reading just to see why Brian thinks they were the four that deserve such honorable mention. But go to BrianMcClanahan.com, B-R-I-O-N, and then McClanahan, M-C-C-L-A-N-A-H-A-N, .com, and get a copy of this book. Be conversant with it, because at the bottom, this is what our politics are all about here in our country. And while you're online, go to gunowners.org, and if you're not already getting our email alerts, which deal with what's happening on Capitol Hill and what you can do about it in about three easy clicks, go to gunowners.org and get signed up for that free service. Brian McClanahan, thank you so much for having been with us, for having written Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.